Welcome to Voice of Revelation podcast with Pastor Ben Ogun. Pastor Ben Ogun is the founder and president of Ben Ogun Ministries. Voice of Revelation podcast is focused on taking your understanding of the Bible to the next level. Now here's Pastor Ben.
Acts chapter 1, read verse 7 and 8. And he said unto them, It is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father hath put in his own power, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the utmost part of the earth. Amen. Jesus, the Son of God, the Word of God himself in the days of his flesh, said to his disciples that they will receive power to witness him after the Spirit comes upon them. And that the Spirit is coming. His Spirit. What Spirit? The Spirit of the Word of God. And that Spirit that moved the prophets would come upon them. Which Spirit? The Holy Spirit. Says that all scriptures came by the inspiration of God. That holy men spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. That this is the promise of the Father, which God promised by his prophets, that in the last days, he is going to send his Spirit upon men. And that his Spirit will give them power to witness him. They will become a witness of his word on earth. They will become a witness of which word? The word of God in the Bible. They will be witnesses of him, he said, in Jerusalem, in Judea, and in Samaria, and then to the utmost part of the earth. That they will become a witness of him. They didn't know yet what he was saying. Because they were still talking of themselves. That's why he said that it's not for you to know the times and the season the part the Father has put in his own power. It's not concerning you. It's concerning the Spirit. That God is a Spirit. It's that Spirit he wants to give to you. And when you receive that Spirit, he will give you power to become sons of God. You will now become a child of God. You will be able to know who gave birth to you because you will be born of him. And that they should wait in Jerusalem unto them. And they did. As we know, on the Pentecost day, when the day was fully come, he said the Spirit of God came upon his disciples. Was Spirit, the Spirit of the Word of God came upon them, and then they began to testify. They started speaking the words of God in various languages in Jerusalem, as he said. They now became witnesses of his word. They now had the evidence in them. They only then they understood what he has been saying, that when he said, you'll be witnesses unto me, they did not know that he was talking of the word of God in the Bible. That they'll become witnesses of the Bible, he's saying to them. That as of that time, they were still mindful of the flesh. They were still thinking of flesh and blood. They had not received his Spirit yet. And so God is saying to us today that he wants to make us a witness of his word. And that before we can become a witness of his word, we need the Spirit of his word. That it is only when the Spirit of his word comes upon us before we will know that all the while God has been preaching the Bible to us. That this Bible is that Son of the living God. That Son of the invisible God whom the Israelites did not see. and that you will now know that it is the word that he is preaching, so that we will receive him, as he said, that as many as receive this word of God, to them he gave power to become the sons of God. And that's why he can say, I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, and the God of all his prophets. See what he says in Luke chapter 13, reading verses 28 and 29 of it. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth when you shall see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and ye yourselves thrust out. And they shall come from the east, and from the west, and from the north, and from the south, and shall sit down in the kingdom of God. He said that there will be a lamentation on that day. What day is he talking of? He said on the last day, when this truth will be finally revealed, when Christ will come in the glory of his Father and the holy angels. And then they will then see this word of God, that it is by him God created everything, that God spoke and it was done. He says that when those who refuse him will see Abraham, who testify of him. You know, Abraham received this testimony. It was a witness of the word, that I would tell Abraham what I want to do. I will speak the word to him. Seeing that he's going to be a great nation, he will tell his descendants. So Abraham told Isaac, concerning the word of God. He told Isaac, but he said there will be a stranger in a strange land. And after that, he's going to visit them. It didn't happen in the days of Isaac. Isaac believed it. Believed the word. And he told Jacob. And then when Jacob was dying, he told them in Egypt, to all the 12 sons of Jacob, they must bury him in the land of promise, where Abraham bought the burying place. And Joseph, the son of Jacob, said that they should not leave him in Egypt, that they must take his bone, that certainly the Lord God of the Holy Bible will visit you. That this is what he said. He believed the word. That's why he says, I'm the God of all these people. What did they testify? They testify of the word. Where do we have that word? This Holy Bible. And that he would do as he said. And truly, after 400 years, 430 years, he visited them by Moses and brought the Israelites out of Egypt. He's saying that all of them that has testified of him, they are in his kingdom. By what means? By the testimony. Of what? Of the word of God. And that this word of God is whom he wanted to be a witness of in your days. And that you will spend your time and sleep in the manner of men. That it is only those who have the testimony of Jesus, they are his. And that it is he that says that I will give you my spirit. And that through that spirit you become a witness of him. And that witness of him is the witness of the Bible. So they were not ashamed of him. Abraham was not ashamed of him. Isaac was not ashamed of him. Jacob was not ashamed of him. Though they didn't see it happen in their days, they were not ashamed. They saw it afar off. By what means? By faith. Knowing that it is impossible for the word of God to fail. That word he gave to Abraham must shortly come to pass. It may tarry, it may delay. He said the vision must come to pass. And it came to pass. And so he's saying to the disciples that you don't know what God is preaching yet. That he's testifying of his word. And then you are still saying, when is he going to restore the kingdom to Israel? No. The kingdom is being restored to Christ, to his word. That he is that kingdom. That when you see those who have entered the kingdom, by what means? By me. By the word. They will not know that it is the word of God that is the kingdom of God. That flesh and blood can never inherit the kingdom of God. It is this Bible, this word of God, that is the inheritor. Who? Christ Jesus. And he said then you will be able to preach the word. When they were preaching on that Pentecost day, the people mocked them. Who? the Pentecost observers who were observing Pentecost in the flesh. They said, what means this? These are drunk. But Apostle Peter said to them, let's go return to the Acts chapter 2 and see what Apostle Peter said concerning what was happening in verse 14. But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, ye men of Judea, and all ye that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hearken to my words. For these are not drunk, as you suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. He said, this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel, that it was not ordinary writing or ordinary words that Joel spoke. He spoke the words of God. And that it is this word of God that is happening in their days. That God said that he would take up this spirit. This word of God. It will come upon men. Peter did not live in the days of Joel. He said it was the spirit that was upon Joel that came upon Peter. That same spirit is the Holy Spirit. He said it came upon him and he started talking. The word was talking life in the man on earth. And that this is what God promised, that this spirit of the Bible will enter human beings. And then you become a witness of him on earth. With no shame at all. He said, we are not drunk. We are filled with the spirit of the Bible. And therefore we are talking what the scripture says. The scripture cannot lie. And you know, persecution came in those days in Jerusalem. Because of this testimony. They said they have filled the whole Jerusalem with this doctrine of preaching the Bible. Because the Pharisees don't believe in the Bible. They believe in themselves that they are holy. The Sadducees don't believe at all. And so they say they have filled the whole land with their doctrines, they call it. And then persecution came and Saul was the ringleader fighting the truth. And then they all scattered. Some went to the Samaria he mentioned. And let's go to Acts chapter 8 and see what happened in verse 4. Therefore, they that were scattered abroad went everywhere preaching the word. Are you hearing? It says they were preaching the word because they have received the spirit of the word of God. They were not preaching the word, and as he said, Philip went to Samaria, became a witness of him in Samaria. In verse 5, then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. You see what the scripture is saying to us? He says the preaching of the word is the preaching of Christ, because Christ is the very word of God. Christ is that word in this Bible. He is that word of God. And so they preach the word to them. Philip preached the word in Samaria, as he said. And if you still look at the same Acts chapter 8, the people of Samaria have not received the Spirit yet. So they sent for Peter and John to come down to Samaria. And I read verse 16. For as yet he was falling upon none of them, only they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then laid they their hands on them, and they received the Holy Ghost. And so they now received the Spirit in Samaria, as he said, that there will be witnesses in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, to the utmost part of the earth. And then these people received the Spirit, the testimony of the word in Samaria. As Jesus says, it was not only the apostles or the disciples that received the Spirit. It was spreading as the word of God said. Look at verse 25 of Acts 8. And they, when they had testified and preached the word of the Lord, returned to Jerusalem and preached the gospel in many villages of the Samaritans. The apostle put to Peter and John, is after they have preached the word. That's what they were preaching. They were preaching the Bible. They knew whom they were preaching. That they were preaching Christ because they have received his spirit. They didn't know who he was before. They didn't know that the word that God gave to Moses was the Christ. But that the truth of this word and this preaching came by Jesus Christ. That is only when Christ came and showed the way. That it is the word that God is speaking of. His word. That he wants us to have the testimony. He wants us to have the witness in ourselves. In us. So that we become witnesses of him on earth. As the angels are witnesses of him in heaven. That they overcame the dragon by the blood of the lamb and the word of their testimony. And that we need to receive that spirit. How can we receive that spirit? He says if we continue in his word. This word of God in the Bible. Then after a while, we will receive the spirit. We will receive the understanding of his saying. What he's saying. Until we continue in him. And then we begin to see the truth of this Bible. That the truth of this Bible is that he is the very Son of the living God. That God, who is Word, gave birth to the Bible. And that if we don't continue, we cannot understand. We will be mindful of ourselves. We will only take this Word of God and apply it to the flesh. But he said, whosoever continues in this perfect law of liberty and keep looking on him, he will be changed. Who is going to do the change? He says that this Word of God is a changer. That the more you look on him, the more he will be changing you. The more you will be seeing him as the Christ. As that word that can never fail. He said, heaven and earth shall pass away. But my word cannot pass away. Then only then faith comes. He said, faith comes by hearing. Hearing the word of God. That until this word of God is preached to us, we cannot have faith. But Peter and John went to Samaria and preached the word to them. Philip went there first. As he was preaching the word to them, they believed. You know, the same Peter went to the house of Cornelius and then preached the word as he was speaking of him. He said the spirit of the word came upon the household of Cornelius and they were also testifying. That's what the Lord is saying to us, that this is the whole plan of God from the beginning, that he came so that he will give us his spirit. What spirit? The spirit of the Bible. Will be in us. And that when we now receive the spirit of the Bible, we will not know what God has been saying. That the spirit of disobedience is flesh and blood. It is because of the spirit of disobedience that enter Adam. That's why we are thinking flesh and blood. Or what does that mean? That's why we are carnally minded. That to be spiritually or godly minded is the life. That this living one is the word which he said he has spoken. Said the words I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. And that this word is preached to us by the gospel. What remains to believe? That if you believe, you have the testimony in you. If you believe what? If you believe the preaching of this Bible, there is not another thing God is speaking to us. Turn with me to Revelation chapter 19, verse 10. And I fell at his feet to worship him, and he said unto me, see thou do it not. I am thy fellow servant and of thy brethren that have the testimony of Jesus. Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. So the angel told John that the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy, which God promised that to testify of his word. That's the spirit of prophecy. That's the spirit that was in all his prophets. That the prophets had the spirit of the scripture. That's why they testify of him. And that this spirit is what God promised that he's going to give to everyone that believe. And that it's not only the prophet, as we read in Luke chapter 13. That he said many who come from the east, from the west, to join with Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and all the prophets. And that he will bring many sons to glory. And so the angel is telling John, no, we are fellow servants. How are we servants of him? We have the testimony. We are a witness of him. We witness him in heaven and men witness him on earth. Who is this person? The word of God. See what he said again to John. The angel said to John in Revelation 22, in verse 8. And I, John, saw these things and heard them. And when I had heard and seen, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel which showed me these things. So he said he heard the words. Don't forget that it was word. So I was in the spirit on the last days. I heard all these words. And then he saw the vision. He said he heard all of these words and he marveled. And then he fell at the feet of the angel that was giving him the message that was testifying of this word to him. And he said in verse 9, then saith he unto me, see that do it not, for I am thy fellow servant, and of thy brethren the prophets, and of them which keep the sayings of this book, worship God. That we keep the sayings of this book. We have the testimony of this book, he's saying. So worship God, for God is a spirit. That God is the very word you are hearing. That the words you are hearing, that I'm speaking, is God. And I am not God. I receive that God. And the same with all his servants, the prophets. The angel is telling John. And that this spirit is given to all. This is Jesus himself, the spirit of the Bible. And that he said he will pour out his spirit upon every flesh that believed on him. And then your sons and daughters will prophesy. We'll be talking of him on earth. And that it is that which is remaining. There's a rest remaining for the people of God. That rest is to enter him. And he enters us. That the word of God wants to enter us. He says he's standing at the door of our heart to enter. Who is knocking? This Bible. He wants us to believe the truth of this Bible. That the truth of this Bible is that he is the very Christ, the Son of the living God, not another. That is what God wants us to eat. That is what God wants us to have and have him more abundantly. He said, out of your belly will be flowing out this truth. As the angel is flowing, he's telling John that you also can flow. If you receive this testimony, you'll be testifying of him as well. And so he did. That's why we have the book of Revelation. John received it. If John didn't receive it, he cannot have the testimony. So he received the testimony that the angel testified to him. And then he wrote all this for us. Who are these? The apostles. Who wrote? The prophets and the apostles. That's why he says we are built upon the foundation of the apostles and the prophets. Jesus Christ himself, the chief cornerstone. Who is this Jesus? This Holy Bible. He is the word of God. We are to testify of him. See what he said himself in the days of his flesh. In Luke chapter 9. If we read from verse 23 of it. And he said to them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. But whosoever will lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it. For what is a man advantaged if he gain the whole world and lose himself or be cast away? For whosoever shall be ashamed of me and of my words, of him shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he shall come in his own glory and in his Father's and of the holy angels. But I tell you that of a truth, there be some standing here which shall not taste of death till they see the kingdom of God. He says, if anyone is ashamed of him and of his words. Where is that word? The word in the Bible. He spoke every word from Genesis to Revelation. They are his word. He says, anyone that is ashamed of him. How can we be ashamed of him? He said, when we hold on to the flesh. We don't believe that this word of God is the very Son of God, which he says that faith in him alone is the salvation. That if you will believe in your heart, the Lord Jesus, and confess him with your mouth that God has raised him from the dead. Who was raised from the dead? The word made flesh. Where is that word today? We have in the Bible. It says if you confess him, you believe so, you shall be saved. As he said. And he says, anyone that is ashamed of him in this sinful and adulterous generation, a generation that is given to flesh and blood, to wickedness, that we are carnally minded, that is the death. Is anyone that is ashamed of him? Of what? Of the testimony of this Bible. As ordinary scripture? No. As the very Son of God may die because of that testimony. They killed him. He said that because of that testimony, there was persecution in Jerusalem because they said, don't speak on about this man again. Don't talk that this word of God is the Christ. But he says that we'll rather obey God than obey men. So they died. The prophet died because of this testimony. He's saying to us that anyone that is ashamed of him, ashamed of who? Out of the word of God, that the love of men is going to get wax cold. They will have nothing to do with him because their life does not match what is in the book. And so they will say, we don't want to deal with that book. But little did they know that the word which they rejected is the very Christ, the Son of the living God. And that this word is given to us so that we will believe in him. And that the faith in him is the freedom. That if we are not ashamed of him, he said he will not be ashamed of us. That means we have his spirit. It's like one who speaks language. And that's why everyone that is born in different society have his own language where they were born. They have received it. And the Lord is saying to us that we are to be born again. Born to who? Born to God through what means by his word. And that as we're born naturally, we are to be born by the spirit of his word. That is what he was telling Nicodemus, that except a man be born again. That flesh and blood cannot be born again. It's impossible. That flesh gives birth to flesh. That is a natural thing, as God has said and created. But spirit gives birth to spirit. Where is that spirit? He said, my word, they are spirit. And they are living. That his word wants to reproduce in us so that we become a witness of him on earth. And that once you receive this word of God, you will not be ashamed of him. You will preach the word anytime. Not as letterings, you preach him as Christ. That was the evidence of Christ in their life. That when men heard them speak of this Christ in Antioch, they called them Christians. That they said, we have this evidence in us, this witness in us. He said, we are not his witnesses. But he says to them that it is the word that you have to testify of. He said, anyone that is joined to Christ is one spirit. Once you receive the spirit of the Bible, he becomes your life. It means he is the living. Paul says, I am crucified. I'm dead. But however, I'm living. It's not I that is living. Christ liveth in me. The life I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God that died for me. Now, if we don't know the Son of God. But he says that when you receive his spirit, then you will know who is the Son of God. That the Son of God is not flesh and blood. The Son of God is the Word of God, which is Jesus Christ. Where is that Word of God? This Bible. He said, yeah, we preach the Word. We establish the Word. We don't fight the Word of God. Jesus says that yet no jot and tittle of the scripture will fail. We preach this word of God as the very God, as the true God, as the present God that is existing, and that every word will come to life on this earth. That's what Jesus says. He says that there are people that will be living, and what the scripture is saying will happen, that in a twinkle of an eye we shall be changed. And the dead will rise first. And those who are alive will be changed according to the scripture. It will happen on this earth. But men don't believe it. That who is going to bring the change? This word of God. It says that the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God. That men heard this word. That's why they wrote for us. That this word of God is living. Where is that word? These scriptures. He's terrible. And that he has innumerable companies of holy angels. That he is coming in the glory of his angels. When he came upon Mount Sinai, he said the whole place was shaken. Where is this word? It's a spirit. Don't say how you are going to receive that spirit. He says it's like the wind. You don't know where it's coming from, where it's going. He will enter you. And when he enters you, that veil will be removed. You'll be seeing him. That he is that spirit. That God is telling us that this perfect law of liberty, this word of God, is the spirit he's talking of. That he is a spirit. And that spirit can enter a human being. See what he said in Luke to the disciples who didn't know what he was saying to them at first. Luke 24, and hear what he says. In verse 25, this was his disciples that he had been with. Now he's crucified, dead, and he's raised. And yet they don't know what they were supposed to know. In verse 25, then he said unto them, O fools and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. Said the resurrected Jesus was preaching the scripture to them. Who? The spirit of the scriptures was preaching the scripture to them. That's why it says you will receive power after the spirit come upon you. That it is that spirit that is the comforter, the Holy Ghost. He said when he come upon you, who is that spirit? He is the same one that moved the prophets. And they started speaking these words. He says, oh, you fools, to understand all that the prophet has spoken. I am that spirit that moved them to speak these words. And then beginning from Moses and in all the prophets, he expanded to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. That I am the word of God. Whom you are to testify of. You are not mindful of me. That's the problem. That the word of God is not in our heart at all. That this word of God is not ordinary. He is living. The living and the quick and the quickening spirit. He said the word of God is quick and is powerful. That this word of God is power. And he says when this word of God enters you, what? The spirit of this word of God enters you, he said you receive power to witness him. And that it was with power the apostles witnessed. And that power is the power of testimony, which he says by that power they overcame the dragon. And that before you can have that power, he said you must receive his spirit as the prophet did. And that if we don't have his spirit, we'll be ashamed of him. What's that shame? He said, we don't know what he is. You know, what somebody doesn't know. He said, I don't know. That's what Peter said, I don't know this man. And then the scripture said, then what you need to do, study to show yourself approved unto God. A workman that needed not to be ashamed. They were his disciples, but they were ashamed. They don't know who they were disciples of. They were just a disciple of flesh and blood. They have arrested Christ. So they are ashamed. Why should they follow this man that is being beaten up? But he's saying to us, no, that's not the Christ. The Christ is the word of God that you cannot beat up. He says it's impossible to mock God. That what he says must come to pass. And no man can stop it. That this word of God is active. But a time is appointed for him. And men don't know that. That when he arises, his enemies will scatter. That when this word of God arises, he says they will scatter. Because no man can withstand. He spoke to them by Jeremiah in Jerusalem. They said Jeremiah is mocking. He's talking his word. They put him in the pit. But he says that word will take hold on you. When Nebuchadnezzar came on the city and broke down Jerusalem, he said then, when they were in Babylon, they said, by the rivers of Babylon we remember. When we sat down, yea, we wept. When we remember Zion, because they heard the words, they didn't believe. So he's saying to us that everyone you are hearing in this Bible is not ordinary letterings. He's not preaching the word to us so that we'll be quoting. No, he's preaching the word to us as the very God. The God that will fight on this earth. That he will gather to fight this Bible, but he said will defeat them. That his word must surely come to pass. Let them make their law in their parliament. They can withstand the word of God. There's no divination, no enchantment against this Bible. And so he's saying to us, he told the disciples, are you fools and slow to know what the scripture says? Scripture says he's coming in the flesh and blood. He came. Scripture says that he's going to die and enter the grave. He did. His scripture says, I'm going to rise again the third day. And you are still looking for him? That it is this word of God that was made flesh in the womb of a woman. It is this word of God that was moving about in Jerusalem. in the man Christ Jesus. The Word was made flesh according to the Scripture. He became a human being. It is this Word of God that was crucified and buried. It is this Word of God that got up the third day. He is living. He's a being. And that you need Him. That when He enters you, you cannot die. He said, on that day I will raise you up. That every of His prophets have this testimony in them. They are a witness of Him. That you become a witness of Him when you receive His Spirit, the Spirit of the Bible. That when you receive the Spirit of the Bible, then you will believe the sayings of the Bible as the very God. You don't look for another. Because this is the true God. The true God is the God of the Bible. The Israelites did not know that the Bible God gave to them is the true God. There's no other God in this whole earth. That God gave them the true God. And so they left Him. And He says that He destroyed, they were all destroyed in the wilderness according to the Word. And that this Word of God, He says He is the true God and the eternal life. That God gave us this Bible. It is this Bible He's preaching to us as His Son. That we may receive Him and believe in Him. That if we believe on something else, He said we are idol worshippers. That it is when we come to this perfect knowledge of the truth, say the great Apollos was speaking, quoting scriptures, a great orator is more than oration. But God having mercy on Apollos, he said Aquila and Priscilla that received the revelation that have been with St. Paul, called the man, and said, you are not preaching the Bible. You are quoting the scripture, but you are talking something else. It is the Bible all the preaching ends in. We preach the Word. Says St. Paul made the disciples in Ephesus. They are not preaching the Bible. He said, what have you received? Have you received the Holy Spirit since you believed? Because that is the whole evidence. Something is missing. If we don't preach this Bible, we are preaching something else. He said, I'm born again. Born again how? That's not flesh and blood. Can never inherit the kingdom of God. That this one Christ, he said, will be in all of you. Whether you are 1 million, doesn't matter. They will all be saying the same thing. So St. Paul was amazed. How can you be disciples? You are not talking what we are talking. That's the evidence. That's what we are looking for. The Aquila and Priscilla say, how does this man quote the scriptures? He's not anchoring on the scriptures. That Christ is the end of our preaching. That the Bible is the end of our preaching. That it is this Bible we are preaching. We don't miss word. And then to make all men believe on Him. St. Paul says that the eyes of your understanding may be enlightened. That you will know the purpose of His calling. That He's calling you to Himself. Who? The scripture is calling us to Himself. He said, come unto me, all you that labor and heavily laden, I will give you rest. I am that living fountain. I am that talker that talked to the prophets. I am that God. I am the Word of God in the Bible. You are to be a witness of me so that others will hear you talk. And they run to me. Hallelujah. So that's what He came to do by Jesus Christ. So that we don't perish. What is that perishing? He said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Since you have rejected His word, He said, the word has rejected us. Looking for Jesus, and you don't quite find Jesus. Jesus is not an imagination. Jesus is a reality. He said that reality is this planting. That God planted the Bible on this earth. And that this Bible He planted is the true planting of God. Is there any other planting my Father has not planted will be rooted out? And where is it supposed to be planted? He said in your heart. Every human being. God doesn't want anybody to perish. That when you receive Him, then you have entered His rest. That name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to His safe. That if you abide in this Bible abides in you. You are a child of God. Child of the Bible. Hallelujah.
Thank you for listening to Voice of Revelation podcast. We hope you enjoyed the message by Pastor Ben Ogan. For more information about our podcast and other resources, please visit benoganministries.org.